guys.
Hey, hold up.
Come on, one more.
Yo, hustle up.
Yo, bring it in, y'all. It's luck.
All right, that's it for today. We have a game tomorrow, so get some rest tonight. And remember, ties and jackets tomorrow. Clay. Mr. Cruz, I'm impressed with what you've done, but you came up short. You owe me 80 suicides and 500 push-ups. Please leave my gym. Thanks, Clyde. Gentlemen, see you tomorrow.
I'll do push-ups for him. You said we're a team. One person struggles and we all struggle. One player triumphs, we all triumph, right?
I'll do some. I'll run suicides too.
I do some too.
But let's keep count. Call me when they're done.
Because you have taken us as different, as unique, and as diverse as we are, and through your Holy Spirit and our common baptism, united us together as members of the one body of Jesus Christ. And please forgive us for the many ways that we fracture and divide the church for which our Lord died. Please forgive us for the countless ways that we do not act as his body on this earth. And in these difficult and tumultuous times in our world, empower us to be ministers of peace and reconciliation, that your kingdom and new creation break in among us. And toward that end, tonight, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. We pray in the name of Jesus, through whom we are all reconciled and made one. A few years ago, the Academy Award-winning Lord of the Rings trilogy was released. Part 1, The Fellowship of the Ring. Part 2, The Two Towers. And Part 3, The Return of the King. And each of these films draws the viewing audience into Tolkien's living and breathing and mythological realm of Middle Earth. And as the trilogy unfolds, we learn that the Dark Lord named Sauron forged a ring of power by which he will come to dominate all of the creatures and peoples that inhabit Middle Earth. But the ring gets stolen, and it ends up in the hands of a hobbit-like creature named Bilbo Baggins. And then, through a series of unfortunate events, as fate would have it, the ring is passed on to a highly unlikely young hobbit named Frodo Baggins, who is masterfully portrayed by Elijah Wood. And Frodo's given one mission. He must destroy the Ring of Power to break Sauron's dominion of Middle Earth. And in order to accomplish this mission, he must make a perilous journey across Middle Earth and throw the ring into a fiery, furious volcano called Mount Doom, the place where the ring had originally been forged, the only place where it could finally be destroyed. And Frodo begins this pilgrimage with the weirdest, most diverse, ragtag, unlikely group of characters imaginable. Men, elves, hobbits, dwarves, wizards, and at one point, this weird-looking, big-headed creature named Gollum. Confession time. When I was in school, I had a big head and got made fun of a lot, so I've always felt sorry for Gollum. And as they begin their journey, Elrond, at the Council of Rivendell, challenges the Fellowship with these words. Strangers from distant lands, friends of old, you have been summoned here to answer this threat. Middle Earth stands upon the brink of destruction. None can escape it. You will unite, or you will fall. Each race is bound to this fate, this one Dune. Now, right from the beginning, those of us in the viewing audience know that nothing good will ever come of this. I mean, what possible good can result from putting together a group of people who don't look alike, worship alike, dress alike, think alike, talk alike, or dare I say, vote alike? I mean, this can't work out, right? I mean, this fellowship has prejudices and brushes with one another. They frequently get on each other's nerves. They hardly ever agree with one another. And to add insult to injury, they don't necessarily even like each other, much less want to be together. I know that would never happen in the church. But nevertheless, aware of the common mission, purpose, and hope that unite them, a reality far greater than themselves and their puny little egos, this fellowship courageously comes together and destroys the ring of power and rids the land of evil. And at the end of the trilogy, when all has been said and done, good prevails throughout Middle Earth. I want to invite you to imagine